We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And our Yankee Report brought to you by Interstate Battery Distributors of New York and Connecticut. Every battery for every need. By Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza. The preferred pizza of New York baseball. By Foxwoods Resort Casino. Less than 2 hours from Midtown. And by your Mercedes Tri-State dealers. Sweeney joins us as the Yankees prepare for their series with the Angels at home. Sweeney, how are you?
I'm wonderful, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Excellent,
good.
Excellent. Do you look at the six-game losing streak and say, well, they could have won basically all of these games. They led in, I think, five of them. Not that big of a deal. Don't worry. They're coming home. Not the end of the world. Do you take that take with what happened with the Yankees on this road trip?
Yeah, I think there's some circumstances there. Listen, they all count, and you hate to, you know, waste games on a schedule like that, especially against teams that, you know, that you are better than and should be able to beat. But I think if you look at the fact that there were three pitchers who helped decide those three of those losses, late innings, that were AAA before the road trip started,
yep,
and are back at AAA now, you know, before the road trip ended, I think it tells you kind of the state of the bullpen and the pitching staff that forced the Yankees into those situations and was a big reason they lost those games late the way they did. You come back a week later and you've got Chapman back. You've got Betances moved back. You've got Clippard moved back. You've got Warren hopefully on a short-term 10-day DL stint that'll have him back here in a few days. And that part of the problem, which was mainly, listen, they lost four one-run games, and they lost a lot of those games late. So if you look at who lost those games and the fact that they're not here anymore, and if they weren't here before that, you know, when they were winning six in a row, those guys weren't Yankees. When they were losing six in a row, those guys were Yankees. So I think you have to take that into consideration, and coming home definitely helps.
All right, Tanaka, and we had Susan on yesterday, and I asked her basically the same question, and I'm going to ask you. Well, they got to be concerned about this guy at this point, don't they, Sweeney?
They're concerned that the results are not good. There is nothing that indicates he's hurt. He's, you know, the last time out, he struck out 10 guys and gave up three home runs. You know, that's, he's getting a lot of swings and misses. I think all 10 of those strikeouts were swing and miss strike threes. You know, the concern is if there was – the concern for health would be if he's not throwing as hard, mm-hmm. if he is not doing his work in between, he's cutting back, he's compromising somehow. None of that is evident, and it's not like he goes in and says, well, this hurts, and, or they're seeing something that indicates something hurts. So it's a big mystery, and I know the language barrier is a part of that, where it's hard for us to communicate to you what he's saying and what he feels because, you know, he's not giving us a whole lot. So that part becomes, you know, doubly frustrating, I think, for the fans watching. He's, you know, if he's healthy, he's got to go out there and pitch. And if he's capable of striking out 10-plus batters in a game, which he did twice against the Oakland A's, well, then he's got to try and figure out how to get that more consistent. You know, the Yankees are not in a position right now where they can drop two guys out of the rotation. CeCe Sabathia is obviously gone till, you know, probably sometime after the All-Star break, right around there. And you need to put your best pitchers out there. He is one of your best pitchers. He's just not pitching like it right
now.
Yeah,
and I think that, you know, what do you do? If there is no injury, you're not going to move him to the bullpen. What are you going to do, make him a long man?
Right.
How does he get better in that way? You're not sending him to the minor leagues. And if there isn't an injury, other than just, you know, making something up, which I know you're not supposed to do, and giving him a rest, really the only option is, all right, he's out there every 5 days. That's it.
Look at you know, David Cone is probably the perfect guy to talk about this, because, you know, he went through a season in 2000 when he went 4-14, and that was a team that had come off two straight World Series, was heading towards a third. They kept putting him out there. He kept losing. He had a look in his eye that kept telling you that he didn't know what was happening. I remember talking to him about this, I think, 2 years ago when Sabathia was on one of his worst droughts. And he told me that CeCe's going out there with better stuff than what Cone had back when he was struggling in 2000. It's something you got to try and figure out and fight through. And if there's not an injury, the only way to do it is keep going out there in games. And I understand there are times it feels like you're kind of throwing one out there, but they've had a chance to win a couple of these games that he's pitched. Hasn't happened. And like I said, if you're getting that many swings and misses when you're bad, you've got to. There's got to be a very fine line there where you can turn it back around and get more consistency in those pitches.
Sweeney, we know about the injury to Torres now, rotator cuff, the whole deal. With that said, the two areas where there really has not been the production you'd like is obviously his first base, and that is as a setback with Bird, and third base with Headley. Do you see the Yankees down the road, if it continues the way it is and Carter doesn't start to produce and Bird doesn't come back and Headley doesn't hit, do you see them making a move in those areas before the deadline?
I think they're looking. I think as you start looking now, you say, okay, let's try and find, is there a possibility to upgrade this position without mortgaging too much to get that? I don't know that it's likely. I think in Headley's case, I don't know that it's likely. In Carter's case, he's here in a one-year deal. You hope that Bird can get healthy. And that'll leave you one option, and then maybe there's something else. But, it's not that easy, and I do think those areas are looking at. But let's also remember that those positions are producing what they are, and the Yankees still have one of the best offenses in baseball. That's not their problem right now.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about a marginal upgrade at best if you're improving those positions. They're not... these things have a way of evening themselves out in that if you get better offensive performance at those positions, it doesn't mean you're going to score three more runs a game. It generally tends to even out. I mean, I think they are who they are offensively, and they're going to keep being that. It doesn't mean you don't try to upgrade. I would think it would be a little bit more of a trickier thing with Headley, given the contract that is signed for next year as well. But I think you've also seen... The Yankees this year are paying Alex Rodriguez and Brian McCann. So I think they've shown you a willingness to step away if they find a way to help the team. And I think they're always looking for that.
Yeah, I think the negative is that a week ago, you looked at third base and said, all right, well, if all else fails, maybe Gleyber Torres can step in. That's ruled out,
right.
Obviously.
Right.
And I think you looked at first base. We can't rule this out yet with Greg Bird. We'll see what happens. But, Greg Bird's coming back. Maybe
sure.
You put it all together. Now it's just Tyler Austin, who I think Brian Cashman's even admitted, well, he's very similar to Chris Carter. Not similar in the type of player they are, but they're both right-hand hitting first basemen. So those internal options that you had that would cost you nothing from a financial standpoint are slowly going away at third base and first base.
Yeah, and Torres was no sure thing to come here and
sure.
be the third baseman. And here Chase Headley's out and Torres is in. That was no sure thing. He's still very inexperienced at third base. And as much as I've talked to a lot of people about him who say that this kid can play in the major leagues, he's and very soon. But as far as putting him at that position, which he's unfamiliar with, and expecting it to be, lights out better than what Headley's doing, I think that's where you have to sit there and pull back a little bit and say, okay, is this definitely an upgrade for you at that position? Keep in mind that, Headley's had a better week, both offensively and defensively, I think, in the last couple of weeks. Keep in mind the infield defense is pretty shaky for this team overall. They have one plus defender in the infield, and that's Didi Gregorius. Their outfield defense is spectacular when Hicks is healthy, is out there with Judge and Gardner, even Ellsbury. Their infield defense is something that is not great. And if you are, I don't know that Torres would have been an upgrade at that position, given how inexperienced he is at that position. So I think a lot of things would have had to have happened before the Yankees went and made that move. Now it's something you just kind of have to wait and see what your other options are.
One other internal option that they have, and they've done it, I think, six or seven times this year at first base, is Matt Holliday. And I know that doesn't help the point you just made, which is, hey, improve the defense, because Matt Holliday's not going to improve it because the guy's played, 15 career games at first base. So he's obviously not, Rico Bronya over there. All right, I should have done better than that. He's not Keith Hernandez.
Rico's awesome.
He was awesome. He was a tremendous defensive first baseman. But do you see, maybe not every day, but as this season rolls on, Holliday playing more and more over there at first base?
I think occasionally. I think it depends if there's a day when you want a DH Sanchez and you keep Holiday's bat in the lineup. But I think it's something you don't want to push. He is the oldest player on this team, you know, and I think we kind of forget sometimes about some of the age on this team because, you know, it was all, you know, most of it was jettisoned a year ago. And you talk about the young guys, you know, his is a bat I think you've seen that you want to make sure stays healthy. And if, you know, if Holiday goes down for any length of time, you're still, you know, you could rotate a little bit, Sanchez or Judge or whatever you want, but I it's not ideal. I think you want to make sure you keep him healthy. And as we saw with Alex Rodriguez, you know, the best way to keep him healthy was to just let him hit four times a game and not make him prepare to play every day in the field. And, you know, I know there are people who are saying, what's the big deal? You stand at first base. It's so much more that goes into that, the preparation to get ready, just the, you know, it's playing a position at the big league level has a lot more physical stamina to it than I think, you know, those of us who play in a, you know, once or twice a week adult league or something like that will realize. It does tax you, and to the point where if you think a player is at a risk for injury, I think you want to avoid that, as you know, if you can. I think that's what the key is with Holiday, is that you want to make sure his bat stays healthy. As an older player, the more times you put him out there, I think you're putting him in a little bit of a risk.
All right, before we let you go, Aaron Hicks, what's the story? Is he playing tonight? What's the story?
We'll see when we get there. You know, they obviously got in late Sunday, and you know, he was considered day to day, I think, pretty much from you know, as of Sunday. So we'll see how it feels when he gets in. And, you know, I think they're still hopeful that that was a short-term thing, just like Sanchez.
The fifth spot in the rotation will be Luis Sessa. Will we see other options, whether it's a Chance Adams or an Acevedo or a Chad Green? I mean, they've got different ways they can go, but how do you think they roll with this fifth spot over the next month or so?
I mean, anyone and all of them are fair. I don't think there's one guy that's going to sit there and say, okay, he's going to take the next, you know, 15 starts there. And I think you kind of got to let it, you know, you've got to let it play out a little bit. And not that you're going start to start, but you do have to perform a little bit and earn your next start, I think, each time out with these guys.
Sween, always a pleasure, Sween.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Sweeney.
We'll talk
Sweeney
to you.
On the Yankees, they took their off day yesterday. They're back in action. They try to snap the 6-game losing streak beginning tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.